KD Country 94 weather.
With the kids back in school and schedules changing, don't you think it's time to change your workout routine? The NCK Wellness Center can help. Come and check out our free group exercise classes included with all memberships. Our instructors will help you stay motivated and have fun. We have yoga, Zumba, aqua, weights, and cycle classes. Something for everyone. Whether you work out in the morning, noon, or at night, we have a class for you. Stop by today and pick up a Group X schedule at the NCK Wellness Center in Beloit.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 79. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance for scattered rain showers, lows dip down to about 57. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, highs level off around 77. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 71.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs. Pickup or semi with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models. Brakes, drums, and chambers in stock. Exhaust mufflers, flex elbows, straight pipe, and more. They also carry legacy seats and two stereo options. In addition, they carry most all BG service fluids. Transmission flush to diesel fuel injection clean on both pickups and semis with several fuel additives and cleaners. All of this and more at American Ag and Auto, just off of Highway 24 in Glen Elder.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. The All-Star Monster Trucks are back and ready to rock the Kansas State Fair on Sunday, September 17th. Watch as the world's only monster ice cream truck, Ice Cream Man, the world's largest ATV, Hole Shot, and the iconic Carolina Crusher compete in the Insane Best Trick Competition, obstacle course racing, and a no-rules freestyle battle. Get your tickets at KansasStateFair.com and experience the ultimate in family fun.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Governor Laura Kelly announced yesterday that 27 cities across Kansas will receive a total of $22 million for projects to improve intersections and state highways extending through cities as part of the Kansas Department of Transportation City Connecting Link Improvement Program, otherwise known as CCLIP. My administration is committed to preserving and improving Kansas highways by investing transportation dollars in the projects where they can do the most good. Thanks to our increasingly solid financial footing at the state and federal levels, Kansas is finding ways to solve problems and bring resources directly to communities across the state. End of quote. KDOT was able to increase CCLIP funding for this election cycle due to additional federal funds coming to Kansas as part of the bipartisan infrastructure legislation. The program will provide $5.1 million in state fiscal 2025 and $16.9 million in state fiscal year 2026. Both federal and state funds are designated for the CCLIP program. Local matching funds are required based on city population. In total, during this CLIP cycle, KDOT received 60 applications requesting $53 million. Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said investing in highways that also service city streets is a huge benefit to communities to improve safety and create a better environment for business activity. And for the state fiscal year 2025, the city category and amount awarded CCLIP funds include Clay Center Surface Preservation, $400,000, and also here in North Central Kansas, or towards Northwest Kansas, pavement restoration for Stockton is $700,000. And for a full list of all of those amounts and awards through the CCLIP program, visit our website. Full story there at KDCountry94.com. A couple of job openings to tell you about. Winkle Manufacturing now hiring a full-time position for a welder materials handling. They're looking for a candidate with a positive attitude, good work ethic, and willingness to learn, as they are willing to train the right person. Offering competitive wages and 100% employee paid health insurance. Imply in person at 225-200 Road, Glen Elder, or call 545-3606 or text Allen at 545-6399. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. The full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. They're an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763, email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com, or send a resume to Agmark LLC, Attention Julie, P.L. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. Sixth Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at the website heartchoicesbeloit.com. Enjoy breakfast, VFW Hall, post 6242, 102 East South Street there in Beloit this Sunday. Serving breakfast from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. That's Sunday, September 17th. Menu includes waffles, sausage patties, scrambled eggs, hash browns, biscuits and gravy, fresh fruit, coffee, and juice. Donations go towards the purchase of food and post-improvement projects. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
And Massey hits it high and deep to right field. Sheets is back. He is all the way back. And it's over his glove. And Michael Massey has done it again to the White Sox.
Michael Massey's sixth home run of the season against the White Sox gave the Royals a 2-0 lead. They went on to win 7-1. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, the schedule for today. We have an athlete of the week. There's some changes from Keisha for baseball and softball scheduling. Also, Chris Jones returning to the Chiefs, and he spoke to the media on Wednesday. Thursday night football matchup tonight. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Well, high school sports coming up today. Cross country taking center stage. Clay Center Invitational this afternoon at 4 o'clock as Beloit and Concordia will be competing from the area there. Also, the Smith Center Invitational at 4:30 this afternoon. Lakeside, Osborne, Smith Center, St. John's, and Thunder Ridge from the area. And at Bennington at 4:30 this afternoon. Lincoln, Southern Cloud, and Tipton are all competing from our area. If you want the full schedules for area teams, you can always visit ncksports.com. Also coming up this evening, we have high school football locker room chats as we talk with the head coaches of St. John's, Tipton, Lakeside, and Rock Hills beginning around 5:15. You can catch those on KD Country 94 and kdcountry94.com, and always on our locker room chat podcast after they air at kdcountry94.com if you miss them when they're live. The Thunder Ridge senior Mason Baker has been named the NCCastSports.com Cunningham Teleport and Cable Athlete of the Week. Baker's had an outstanding start to the 2023 season for the Longhorns. Helped land them their first victory of the season on Friday night. Thunder Ridge beat Rock Hills 46-0 in Kensington as Baker carried the ball 15 times for 190 yards and 5 touchdowns. He also threw a touchdown pass and caught a pass on a 4th-and-22 play that set up another Thunder Ridge score. On defense, Baker added 6 tackles in the win. Baker also had a great individual game in the season opener against Alma, Nebraska on September 1st, despite a loss for the Longhorns. He ran for 267 yards and 2 scores, threw for another 132 and 3 touchdowns. On the season, he's rushed for 467 yards and 7 touchdowns, added 162 yards and 3 touchdowns passing. Again, congratulations to Mason Baker. The Thunder Ridge seniors are NCCastSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. You can read more at NCCastSports.com and find out how to nominate an athlete of the week. We'll announce the winners each week, and you can nominate an athlete from any school sport. One other note in high school sports, on Wednesday evening, the Kansas State High School Activities Association Board of Directors approved an increase in the amount of games baseball and softball teams are allowed to play. A proposal was brought to the board to allow high school teams to play up to 26 regular season games. Currently, teams are allowed to play 20 games in a season. In baseball, the board voted 42-17 in favor, and in softball, the vote was even higher at 48-11. The change is effective immediately, and for more on this story, you can visit ncksports.com for the story from Brent Maycock at Keisha Cover. Well, as heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the Royals finished off a series win against the White Sox, winning Wednesday night's game 7-1 in Chicago. Michael Massey hit the 2-run homer in the second. That was all the scoring until Nick Lofton, Bobby Witt Jr., and Salvador Perez drove in runs in the seventh to put the Royals up 5-0. Lofton and Perez added RBIs in the ninth after the White Sox scored their lone run in the seventh. Steven Cruz was the opener on the mound. He pitched 2 scoreless innings to make way for Alec Marsh, who gave up 1 run in 4 1/3 and picked up his first major league win.
You know, that's really the beauty of, like, using an opener and letting him get into the middle innings, and that was probably the best we've seen of him as far as his execution of pitches, the quality, the shape of the pitches, the competitiveness. So really happy for him.
Matt Quatero's group is now 46-101 on the season. They have today off before heading back home to start a three-game series with the Astros on Friday night. When the NFL, the Chiefs are prepping for their second game of the season this Sunday against the Jaguars in Jacksonville. After reaching an agreement on an amended one-year contract earlier this week, defensive tackle Chris Jones met with the media for the first time as he returned to practice. Jones on if he would change any part of the holdout process.
I'll probably change some things. When you have a lot of new guys, it's kind of tough to be away. Especially in the D-line room, building a chemistry is important to be successful as a group. But those are decisions you have to live with. I wouldn't probably change it, but I'm grateful for how it turned out. I'm thankful for the Hunt family and Brett Veach and Coach Reed working with my team closely to making sure we ensure that we're able to come up to terms with something that we both can agree on.
Jones is expecting to be ready for Sunday when the Chiefs and Jaguars are set to kick off at noon with pregame at 11 o'clock on Z96.3 Through the Lake and the Chiefs Radio Network. Week 2 of the NFL season gets underway tonight as the Vikings and Eagles will meet in Philadelphia. Vikings 0-1, the Eagles are 1-0 to start 2023. Kickoff at 7:15 on Amazon Prime Video for Thursday Night Football. A quick programming note before we wrap this sportscast. If you missed it on the sports ticket this morning, we were joined by Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, recapping KU football's win over Illinois last week and a look ahead to their game with Nevada coming up on Saturday. And if you missed that, it's on our sports ticket podcast at kittycountry94.com. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zankers Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.